What's up, ladies and gentlemen? We have an action-packed KSWF Hostile Takeover this past Saturday night. But before we kick things off and recap what happened this past Saturday night, we want to go ahead and remember our fallen warrior once again. Ladies and gentlemen, the Nature Boy, Buddy Landell, passing away this past week. So let's go ahead and ring the bell 10 times for the Nature Boy, Buddy Landell. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, great career to be had by the Nature Boy, Buddy Landell. I remember when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, as my grandfather used to tell me, the Nature Boy, Buddy Landell, challenging the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, in the old-school NWA, the precursor to today's WCW, for the Nature Boy name. But ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into it. I'm Michael Carnahan, one half of the voice of the ASWF, joined, of course, as always, by the other half, the hot air half of the ASWF announced team, Mr. Bad Brad Hicks, and of course, the infamous one who I guess said he's in some island somewhere celebrating that they quote-unquote ended the career of Austin Lane. We'll get into that update here in a little bit. But Brad, how are you doing this week?
Hello?
We can hear you.
You were talking. I was taking a nap.
Oh, there's shut up.
There's nothing that ever comes out of your mouth that's worth listening to. So anyway, I guess I will wake up and do a show because, well, you can't. Anyway, I guess I am doing just, shall we say, peachy. How about that?
Well, I mean, I guess that's one way to be.
I mean, it's better than having a disability, correct?
Shut up. There's one man in this three-man booth here that has to be kind of shaking in his boots based upon the update we gave on the human highlight reel. Austin Lane, the wrestling machine, saying that he passed his impact test and he will be at ASWF Meltdown. That, of course, being the infamous one, Double J. Double J, you got to be kind of nervous when you got that news out there on that deserted island where you're vacationing and you guys are celebrating and popping bottles of champagne and stuff. You didn't expect him to come back, but the man's coming back 2 weeks from last Saturday.
Michael. Austin Lane and his Facebook abilities and reaching out of the ground saying, "I will return." What I find hilarious about that, it's very interesting, because the way I thought about it is that when everybody bought into this Austin Lane, and for years and years and years and years, Austin's been wrestling, been the 19-time champion, the 10-time. I just want to rewind four weeks ago, when I was standing in that four-post corner ring of ASWF Arena. Unfortunately, I had to breathe the same air as the fans. But I'm just saying, though, Austin Lane says he wants to return. But like Brad, my brother from another mother, we've talked, we've partied, we've laughed, we cried, and we laughed some more, and we smoked cigarettes, and we partied some more, and we kind of got sick when we seen Austin's aunt coming out of the grave, thinking we were scared. I was sitting there thinking, you know, it's 4th of July weekend, and we're going to have the festivities of the Pledge of Allegiance, and that little Austin Lane wants to return. Austin, I thought maybe you had some sense in your head when you posted pictures of your ignorant self unprofessionally on Facebook, barbecuing, thought I seen you at the beach. I thought, man, this idiot. I'm going to call him an idiot right now. No, I'll take that back. I apologize, Mr. Lane. How smart that this man is. He's brilliant. He's going to stay home and be a daddy. He's going to be home and be a father. He's going to stay home and be a family man, go to his job. Because when he laid down in that ring, whoa, what did I say, lay down the ring? No, his skank wife came out there and threw a towel in for him. Because she knew that the monster, 7 foot tall, my client, conquered, killed the legacy of Austin Lane. It killed the legacy of Austin Lane. And the thing is, Austin wants to come back and try to prove something. Boss gave you a warning, Austin. He asked you to lay down. Simply take the advice. Don't listen to them fans. Brad's got the knowledge. I got the knowledge. We don't listen. We don't need these people. These people don't care about you. These people, Austin, didn't care when he stepped on your. I know you felt it. The pressure of Boss's boot when you was trying to reach out to that rope and he crushed your freaking rib cage by standing on top of you, Austin. The reason why that you're still alive and you want to come back and prove something, Austin, this is personal. We let you live. We wanted you to go home and spend time with your family and get that gratitude and get that closeness to your family and think for 1 minute what would happen if your wife never came down to that ring. You know why? Because she wants you to stay home, Austin. She wants you to stay there. So as right now, your legacy is dead. It's no more. You know what? Me and Brad's been listening, and we've been crying over this. I got a song. Me and Boss, I'm going to throw in Brad. And I'm going to throw in the fans. They love it. Austin, I want to dedicate this to you. And I want you, when you hear this song, I want you to think, what could have happened? What could happen when Boss could have ended your life? He could end your career. He could end it where you could never talk to your kids again, Austin. He could ever, you ever lay eyes on Nikki Lane again. You know, she's the All-American girl, right? Austin, you come back, if you try to come back, there's a heat of warning. This time, it doesn't matter if your wife tries to come down and throws a towel in again. We, and I'm putting me in there as well, we won't stop until you stop breathing. Hit the music.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place.
See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll see you again.
We've come a long way.
Austin, I hope you sit there and think about this song and emotional, and think about your family. Think about your life. Think about your fans. Think about your heritage. You've done and accomplished it all. Boss is going to be your maker. Boss will conquer you. Boss will stop the human highlight reel, the machine you call yourself. Austin Lane, thanks for everything. I'm done, Michael, talking about him.
Well, that's some powerful words there from the infamous one saying he's going to get conquered. I mean, I hate to say this, Brad. I mean, we all saw it. We've never seen Austin Lane physically dominated like he was at the hands of Boss. But at the end of the day, I go back and I hearken to the old saying, don't hunt what you can't kill. And Boss was unable to kill Austin Lane. Now, granted, that was this time. Who knows what's going to happen
next time. Wait a minute. I know where you think I'm fixing to go with this. And me and Double J have had conversations. I have told Double J, I have advised Double J, do not sleep lightly on Austin Lane. I mean, we've seen Austin Lane arise from the coffin when Seth Sabre went to give him his funeral. Me and Double J aren't taking anything away from Austin Lane when we say what we say. But what we are speaking is factual knowledge. Factual, you saw the shit happen. Not at Hostile Takeover, you saw it happen. Austin Lane delivered three of the most deadliest spears in the game to Boss. And Boss withstood those three spears and was able to inflict what I think is one of the most deadliest moves in the business, the Boss Bomb. He laid three of them on Austin Lane. And then Nikki Lane comes running in, throws the towel in, only after the referee. She was a little late, by the way, because the referee said he was unable to continue. And I think Double J has the utmost respect for Austin Lane. And I think it speaks volumes to what his client, Boss, was able to do. Austin Lane can sit there and put pictures on Facebook and advertise where he's going to be. It's a great move. If you are Austin Lane, you don't want people to know just how bad off you really are. But come Meltdown, he can come out of the grave. Hell, he can do the fucking Thriller dance. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. Austin Lane will represent the best of the best from pillar to post and rope to rope. And you know what? He's going to give it his all, but I don't think he has enough to dethrone the undefeated, undisputed biggest name in the game in Mid-South in Boss. I don't think he can do it, Michael. I'm not saying what you're saying is not relevant, because most of the time anything you say is not relevant. It's garbage, and we'll get into some of the stuff you've posted on social media here lately. Hearing a few, but I'm telling you right now, we're not taking Austin Lane lightly. I'm fully expecting the biggest fight in Boston's life to occur Saturday night, July 11th, at Meltdown in the ASWF. If Austin Lane chooses to do so, he's going to have a fight on his hands. Boss will, and Boss knows that. I mean, Double J, am I wrong? Boss knows that he's going to have a fight on his hands if Austin Lane is able to walk and think straight.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. That's why Boss is relaxing. That's why I made sure I took care of him and his family, took care of everything, assured him after what he promised he was going to do 3 or 4 weeks ago there at a Rally Arena. And it was there. And Austin was making promises. I was going to give my code hard cash. And I know Boss was a little upset, but you know what? I gave it to Boss. I said, gave him a hug. And I said, man, this is a really, you know, you thought I didn't have faith in you. Really, it was just to pay more gratitude for what you did to show these fans and show Brad. And right there live, front row seat right there. You had it right there to a bloody pulp. Yeah, you're right. I want Austin to come back. I want him to come back. And I'm real ready. We're more than going to be ready July the 11th at Meltdown. We know that you're coming, Austin. We're prepared. We're not going to take you lightly. No, 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 no. We're not going to sit back and eat popcorn. Well, this is going to be great, you know. Austin is the best of the best. Austin is everything he said. But I just don't think you're in the right mind frame. You're trying to prove something that's not there. And I'm telling you right now, it'd be like me going up to the, if he was alive, Andre the Giant, and said, I'm just going to come out of my house and just beat the shit out of him. That ain't just going to happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Brad?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it'd be just come out there bare fist and hands, and I'm just going to beat Andre the Giant. I mean, I don't know how more plainly the common sense to be thrown out there to these fans to understand. I'm not taking Austin lightly, and I have been doing a lot of research and following Austin Lane. Don't think for one minute, Brad, that I haven't been following Austin. No, I'm not stalking him. I am reading him. I am making sure I feed my boss and my client the information and everything. When he trains and when he's at the gym, he's got nothing but focused on Austin Lane's face. When he's doing the punching bag, Austin Lane's face is on the punching bag. When he's doing the leg sit-ups, anything he's doing, he's got Austin Lane in front of him. Constantly running, constantly picking up. Man, you pass up. You need to come down here, dude. I got you a free pass to the gym here to watch Boss just pick up these weights like it's just unbelievable. He picked up the front end of my pickup truck and done some curls with it this week.
Well, you know, Double J, I have to say, Michael, you are familiar with. I want to play a game with you real quick, Michael. Double J, you know what movie I'm talking about. But this is the situation. I'm going to act out a movie, but I'm going to do it with particular ASWF characters, okay? I want you to see if you can pick the movie. So,
go for it.
I'm not going to set the scene because you will know the scene. So here is Boss, and here is Austin Lane. And Austin Lane is telling him he's going to hold on. I'm going to hold on. We're going to make it through this. And then all of a sudden, he starts sinking in the water. And Boss is over here going, come back, come back. And then the credits roll, and, well, he is done. That is Titanic, my friend. And that is what Austin Lane's career has done. It has hit an iceberg called Boss. And, well, guess what? Jack, a.k.a. Austin Lane, is going to sink in the abyss of the cold waters of the Boss-Lantic Ocean. And it's over. It's done. He's going to give it his best. He's not going to give up without a fight. But I don't think he has enough fight left in him after everything he's been through. He needs to just stay at home on the ocean or in the forest or sticking bottle
rocks in
mailboxes. I mean, Joey's house, wherever. But don't do it, Austin. I have so much respect for you, Austin, as a man, as a father, as a husband, as a wrestler. I don't want to see it in this way. Don't do it. Stop. Stop. Don't quit. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need this. He has a family. He has a beautiful wife, beautiful kids. A big future ahead of him, grandkids, whatever. Don't do it, Austin. Don't do it. End it now. Stop.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Brad, right now. I do agree with you. Do I personally want to see Austin Lane put himself in harm's way again? No, because as I alluded to earlier, that was the most we've never seen somebody dominate Austin Lane like we saw that night in the Valiant Arena. We've never seen it in our life. Severe concussion. He just now passed his impact test to be cleared to get back in the ring to take care of his contractual obligations.
Michael, not to cut you off, but he did not pass his impact test the three times that Boss administered it.
That's terrible. But like I said, I do not want to see it come down to Austin Lane's career being ended. But, Brad, at the end of the day, you know Austin Lane.
He's not going to listen to me. He's not going to listen to Joey Britt. He's not going to listen to his wife.
And apparently we have some technical difficulties on the line with a lot of line noise, so you'll have to bear with us. I mean, first of all, who would listen to Joey Britt, Nikki Lane, or even you for that matter? That's like the blind lead the blind. Well, unless you're like Lethal Injection or one of the quote-unquote favorites of the Commissioner Joey Britt, you're not going to, nobody's going to listen to that.
You know, another thing too, Brad? Boss is not here to put smiles on people's faces at all at the ASWF. Boss is here to shock the ASWF and put tears in eyes of children and fear to everybody that believed in Austin Lane.
Well, and he certainly did manage to accomplish that goal. I mean, I've never, once again, just like I've never seen Austin so physically dominated, I've never heard the Valiant Arena so quiet. You could hear a pin drop when Austin Lane was on that canvas. How many times, Brad, have me and you seen Austin Lane look like he was dead and the man was able to rise up and get up and continue the fight and go on to be victorious?
Well, first of all, whoever phone that is, I'm going to shove it up somebody's ass if they don't fix it. So whoever's phone that is, I swear me and that phone are going to have an issue. To answer your question, I was kind of hoping you were going to end it on how many times have we seen Austin dead hit the mat, because I was going to say not enough. That's just, and apparently, Double J, your phone is acting crazy, sir. Apparently, the island you were on, the reception is horrible. But, and I was just kidding about putting phones in places they shouldn't be. But anyway, you know, I mean, we've talked about Austin. We've talked about the deal with Boss. And we have Double J on the phone. You know, from what I understand, I wasn't able to make it to Hostile Takeover, but a challenge was issued by Kate Allen, and Sexy Rex answered the challenge of Kate Allen, and obviously apparently had the upper hand. And then Reggie Montgomery comes out, beats the piss out of both of them, and
throw them both to the side like rag dolls, Brad.
Whines and cries, and finally gets a non-sanctioned match against
Brad,
Cody Murdoch.
Whine and cry. He didn't make excuses. Here's what he said, Brad. He said that he was tired of what Double J's been saying. He's tired of what the Big Rig's been saying about how he used to do this and he used to do that. He said he's trying to get better. He says he's trying to do better things.
Now, why the hell is he trying to get better if he's not cleared by the medical doctors? He's getting in another non-sanctioned fight against Cody Murdoch. We know what happened the last time he got into a non-sanctioned fight against Cody Murdoch. Then how is he trying to get better? He ain't nothing but a low-down, no-good liar. He's a legend in this sport. He's Reggie Montgomery. He's beaten some of the best in this business, and he's got the heart of a champion, the eye of a tiger, and whatever else you want to say. But why is he trying to get better if he's going to put himself out there? I understand why he does it. It's hard to give it up when you've had so much. But if it's time to let it go, Michael Jordan let it go, Scottie Pippen let it go, Charles Barkley let it go, Tiger Woods is letting it go, give it up. This is not safe for Reggie Montgomery, and I care about Reggie Montgomery. I care about everybody in the wrestling business. I may not like them, but I don't want to see anybody get hurt. And I think he's making a big, big mistake going up against the Big Rig.
Well, I tell you, Brad, I can't disagree with you, but I can't agree with you. I have never seen, and you weren't there to physically witness, the fire in this man's eyes. I liken it to what Austin Lane's going through as he gets ready to take on Boss for the second time.
Did he come out with the iPad?
He still
has
the
iPad on. Then he didn't have the fire in his eyes. He had it in his eye. Let's be honest.
The difference being, though, between him and Austin is he's not clear. He's willing to put everything on the line. And Double J, I want you to jump in here. He's willing to put everything on the line to take on the big red Cody Murdoch, and he wants to finish it once and for all. He's not coming for a wrestling match, Brad. He's coming for a fight, and simple.
You talking about Reggie Montgomery's coming to fight?
Reggie Montgomery.
Arr, matey.
You talking about the one-eyed black purple eater? You're talking about the guy that gets in the ring and runs his mouth, and I think they party on the weekends with him and old Joey Britt. I can't see. No wonder he has no head or hair on his head. Michael knows in other places, but anyways, Reggie Montgomery. Reggie's, like I said before, Reggie, you're old. You're an old black poor man, just a professional wrestler, a father, a husband, a veteran of the sport, a Hall of Famer. You've been everywhere, done this and done that. And then you come back to the ASWF after, Brad used the word earlier, you want to turn over a new leaf and say, all my fans are now my crackers. Are they salted or unsalted, Rich? I mean, are they graham crackers or are they white crackers? I mean, Reggie'd be like, laid up in bed. He said, can you please soak down water down the crackers so I could actually swallow it? Because Cody keeps shoving his fist down my throat and other things. Reggie, you're so stupid. You don't go to the doctor and say, well, I'm just going to go back to wrestling and not get cleared. So it tells you right there you're trying to be brave, and then you don't, and in behalf of it, you don't have no sense. My client, the big rig, Cody Murdoch, you screwed him. The referee screwed me, and I ain't talking about physically. I'm talking about he kicked me in the chest. I just shoved his foot. He's like, oh, he touched me. I'm ringing the bell. I'm telling on y'all. That made me mad at Cody because Cody blamed me, and you, Michael, stirring the kettle, said we had friction between us. That's all swelled and smoothed over like creamy peanut butter, Michael, if you know what I mean. And I'm telling you, Reggie Montgomery, street fight, non-sanctioned. You don't have to just worry about Cody. If I do be able to be there, July 11th, I'm going to bring more than my $20,000 suit and a briefcase to come down there. I'm going to hand everything and everything I can imagine in that building to give Cody, to absolutely, positively give you a beating that you should have got back in the 1930s when you was handcuffed or wherever you was walking in ditches and singing that. That's the sound of the man working on the train. Slay. That's what you're going to be. You're going to be Cody Slaver for the night. I can't use the other word. But we're going to mop you up and dip you in some milk chocolate and stick you down my car hand's throat. I mean, he's going to roll you up and he's going to beat the piss out of you. I got a lot of respect for you, Reggie. I do. I know you're the tough man. You know what? We're going to show them the real way and how white people beat on a black person that night, because we're going to beat you up and we're going to beat you all away if it's going to be outside in the parking lot and let everybody that passes by seeing Cody slap you around a little bit. And Harry Truman ain't gonna, the Underground Railroad woman can't come and give you freedom when Cody puts his hands on you. I'm just saying.
I cannot even believe the disrespect towards the Ebony Idol that I'm hearing here. But I tell you, in 2 weeks, not only is the
you're his favorite Whopper. I mean, come on, Michael, you like his Whoppers. I mean, what are you talking about here? You're his favorite turd. That's white. That's brown white.
Lord knows, Double J, he was a bad man. I mean, you're right. He did pour the crackers on the fans. He did take the crackers and throw them out to the fans and whatnot. He even put them on my head at one point, I remember. But
which one?
You got to give it up to a man for trying to be a better person. At the end of the day, that's all he's trying to do. And the big rig Cody Murdoch is standing in his way, and he wants him a piece of it. You got to respect a man that's willing, once again, just like Austin, to put it all on the line. He says he's going to sign away his rights to sue the ASWF if he gets hurt. He's going to sign away all those rights just to get a piece of your client.
You know, another thing is, I know Reggie real well. I used to sit where you're at, Michael, call the matches for 5 years for ASWF. You don't think for one split minute I know what Reggie's capable of and what he can and cannot do and where his weakest link is? Yeah. I'm feeding all this to Cody, and he's nothing but like the big rig and Mack truck he is. He's sitting still, and he's got the reefer on, and he's sitting there chilling like a man in a – like Jimmy Bob. Oh, Mustard Daddy, sitting there chilling in the water like a swimming pool, waiting on you, brother. Come on down here, you black brother. Come on down here, Reggie, to Tuckum in Arkansas, July 11th, that meltdown. Because it's going to melt you away when he, every time he lays it into you. And if you get close enough to me, you're going to feel why and know why I'm called the infamous one. I'm not a competitor. But hell, Austin Lane hit me. You're not going to put your hands on me. Boss is going to take care of that documentary he already did. But we're going to pull all that. If we have to, we'll give Brad a belt or something over. I'm talking about not a wrestling belt. Hell, if he comes over to Brad, he might have to strap him a couple times to get him off the doubts boat. I mean, he don't want that greasy pile of chicken bucket over there. I mean, Michael be like, things are looking good.
Oh, Lord. Double J, we will find out on July 11th, we will come and find out what's going to happen. I mean, Reggie Murdoch even said he will make it a public statement. He's going to come in July 11th, and he's going to sign the contract, signing away his rights. Right in front of Cody Murdoch, right in the middle of that squared circle, just so he can get him a piece of the big rig Cody Murdoch at ASWF Meltdown.
Hey, Brad.
Unfortunately, we have lost Brad. He's having some technical difficulties, Double J.
I hope. I got something for Reggie. What do you see? I better not go there. You kick me off the radio. He better put his food stamp card in his work boots right beside his bed at night and get down and say some prayers every night and say, Lord, give me the strength and ability not to let Cody Murdoch and Double J come July the 11th, cripple me the rest of my life. Lord knows I just want to go down there and show them what all I got left in my tank. Because Lord knows that Cody Murdoch is capable of kicking a hole in my gas tank and spewing the fuel. Because he just like us. He bleeds red, if you get what I'm feeling here.
You are one sick and twisted individual, Double J. I'll tell you that much right now. But moving on to another topic, we had the brand new, or one half of the brand new NWA World Tag Team Champion, the LA Hustlers. We had Roughshot come in Valiant Arena this past Saturday night at ASWF Hostile Takeover, and he ended up going one-on-one with Action Jackson. And, of course, his little crony, his tag team partner, the other half of the NWA World Tag Team Champion, came out. And this is what they do, Double J. They do nothing but they double they team up on people. They use the number and that's how they win.
You calling the Hustlers bullies? Is that what John Allen's been quoting along? The bully-a-thon? The L.A. Hustlers ain't no cheaters. They hustle and they bustle, and that's why they call. That's why they got the gold. I mean, these guys were well-deserving more than Lethal Injection. Got a lot of respect for them. I'm sorry. It's time to pass the torch to the new tag team, the one title on the market, the L.A. Hustlers, come in and just dominated the ASWF and absolutely just took the kids to school and got the NWA tag team titles. And Action Jackson, what do you think he was going to do to, I mean, Rough Shot? I mean, come on.
At
you can't
point,
do nothing.
At the rough. Point when his partner came in and slid into the ring and interfered, Action Jackson was actually doing pretty well. But that set up a tag team match because guess who came running out? The brand
who came running
new,
out?
I'm gonna call him the brand new Prominence of Dominance, Mike Anthony. And you know his history with the L.A. Hustlers? Well documented. He doesn't like them at all. And that set up a tag team match, Double J, in which, of course, the L.A. Hustlers had to cheat to win. But the L.A. Hustlers came out victorious and ended up winning the matchup.
Of course.
Or excuse me, actually, my mistake. The L.A. Hustlers got disqualified because they cheated. That's my mistake. They actually used the NWA World Tag Team.
Oh, now you're going to change
it. They got disqualified.
Now you're going to change it. Now you're going to call them cheaters, and they cheated, and now I see how you are, you know. You just can't never go down the book here and call the L.A. Hustlers straight down the middle because you just got to take up for the other people that they're you know what? You lose. It's bottom line. You're losers. Losers. You lost. They ain't cheat. L.A. Hustlers came in and hustled. And, hey, that's what they showed. We call them the Oh My God or OMG. I'm telling you, Mike Anthony just lost and he went off the cliff or something and his mind jumped out of his skull. It's whatever, you
well,
know.
I
whatever they want to do. Mike Anthony's getting brainwashed by John Allen. I never did like John Allen, and I don't care. The infamous one could care less about it, you know, now either one of them.
I tell you, Double J, that wasn't the last time we saw the L.A. Hustlers this last Saturday night, as unfortunately they interfered in our main event of the evening. For the ASWF Tag Team Championships, and I alluded to it earlier in the description, you've seen the video, you've seen what happened, controversy ensues, but the bottom line is, unfortunately, we have brand new ASWF Tag Team Champions as Ray Ray and Vic picking up the assist from the L.A. Hustlers in their back because
hey.
The new ASWF
hey.
Tag Team Champions.
Hey. How about you say it to their face, what you just said? Face to face. Tell Vic and Ray that they got help. That's the only reason why they want some tag team belts. Why don't you tell that to their
well,
face?
Well, I mean, Double J, watch the footage. They were about to get the lethal dose. Ray was about to get the lethal dose from Lethal Injection. And what do you see? You see Rough Shot slide in behind the referee's back and hits. I believe it was Breyer in the back of the knee with the bat, leading to the win for the Miracle Violence Corporation. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
man,
right
Mike, I'm gonna have to take you and pick you up myself and take you to one of our men, Brad's finest eye doctors and hearing aid people and eye examinations and go through a lot of tests because apparently you're missed point here. Is it, apparently you've been blindsided or got you went and bought you some blinders on the side there and only going to pay attention to one thing. I just don't understand where you're coming from anymore. I mean, you're always saying that somebody done this and pointing fingers. You're like a 2-year-old child telling their mom and daddy that they touched you or something in line and you got cooties.
Well, I tell you this much right now, there will be no excuses come July the 11th at ASWF Meltdown, as it will be an 8-man tag team match, an epic 8-man tag team match that was signed into effect by the person that was in charge this last Saturday, your best friend, Rockin' Ricky Roland, in the absence of Joey Britt. 8-man tag team match is the Team OMG
are going to tag with Lethal Injection to take on the ASWF Tag Team Champions, the Miracle Violence Corporation, and the MWA World Tag Team Champions, the LA Hustlers. There will be no excuses. There will be a winner, and we'll see it July 11th at Meltdown.
And you know who the winner's going to be?
Who's that,
what's
Double J?
Prediction? What's your prediction, Michael? I'm going to ask you guys. Who's going to be your prediction?
I tell you, it's going to be a hard-fought contest, but all four tag teams are well-established inside of the Mid-South. But the problem is going to be, I think, that the quickness of Team OMG and Lethal Injection will be the undoing for the LA Hustlers and the Miracle Violence Corporation.
I think the winners are going to be the Hustlers and Miracle Violence Corporation. That's my prediction.
Well, I mean, it'll definitely be interesting to see what happens here. And we got one more match to get to before we go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. Real quick, we're going to hit on it. You know this man very well since he's become ASWF champion. Insane Andrew took on a surprise challenge. We saw the third installment of Insane Andrew and making his return to the Valiant Arena, the man who says it's all about him, Seth Sabre, challenging Insane Andrew, and what did he do? I mean, being the fighting champion he is, Insane Andrew didn't want any time to wait. He wanted Seth Sabre that night, and he defeated him in the center of the ring, Double J.
And he cheated.
Oh, you talk about me saying people cheated. Come on now.
Well, I mean, it couldn't be fair and square. I mean, that little jumping grasshopper, I mean, he impressed me. I got a lot of respect for Mr. Andrew, but, you know, I got more respect for Seth Sabre. And, you know, Seth would have beat him for the buddy plop if he had a chance to. But, you know, Insane Andrew probably cheated him. Oh, I know I wasn't there, but I seen some video. I think he cheated him.
Oh,
you know,
Double
Andrew
J,
cheated
Double
on everything.
J, Double J.
I mean, it's true. I mean, Andrew cheated Cody twice. I mean, he paid Reggie to come down here the first time to hold him down so he couldn't get up and beat him up. And Cody had him beat. You know he had him beat. He had one more post to go to if he went for Reggie Montgomery. If he was in that bull rope match, would have got over there, Cody would be champion right now. Then, if
now,
it wasn't for him paying off the
ring. You want to talk about Cody being champion, and you said it's all been smoothed over, but the fact remains that Cody may very well be the ASWF champion if you hadn't pulled referee Devin McCall's foot and gotten Cody Murdoch disqualified.
See, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. I didn't touch the referee, and if it went for Insane Andrew, he had to pay the referee to save him again. You know what? I hope Seth Sabre gets his hands on him and gives him a wrestling school that lessons he's never had before, and show you and the rest of the world that it was just a fluke for that boy to have that title around his waist. I hope Seth Sabre will show that, and I know he will hope. I know he's going to do it. And he, once again, it's going to be all about him. He's going to be the ASWF champion. Seth Sabre will reign again. And if Andrew quit paying the referees off, paying and kissing up to Joey Britt's butt, and paying guys to come in that have problems with other people, it'd be a fair match. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know you're going to say this is a fair match, but real quick before we leave, the deck has kind of been stacked against Insane Andrew for ASWF Meltdown, as it has been announced via Facebook that Insane Andrew will face not only Seth Sabre, but also a new number one challenger in Hot Rod John Ellison for that ASWF championship at ASWF Meltdown. You've got to give it to the man. He's a fighting champion, and he's not going to make an excuse to get out of the match. But the deck has been stacked against Insane Andrew.
Feel sorry for the kid. Tough times. Hard times, like I said, is coming to the ASWF. We're going to start July the 11th. Hard times is coming.
Well, we certainly will see, Double J. I certainly appreciate you coming on the show this week. We're going to go ahead and sign off for Brad Hicks. I'm Michael Carnahan, Double J. You have yourself a good week. We'll see you next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace.